What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome to the final episode of our three-part celebration of the late, great Indianapolis trombone master, J.J. Johnson, one of the most important musicians to emerge from the Avenue scene. J.J. Johnson was born in Indianapolis on January the 22nd of 1924. J.J.'s career as a professional musician began while he was still a student at Christmas Attucks High School. By the time J.J. hit his mid-20s, he had played on some of the most important recordings in jazz history. On this week's show, we'll be focusing on J.J.'s work in Hollywood, scoring films and television shows during the 1970s. By the dawn of the 1970s, J.J. had attained global respect as a master of jazz music. But J.J. was always in search of a new musical challenge, and he set his sights on the film industry. J.J.'s Hollywood years would ultimately prove to be a frustrating time for the composer, as he faced many racial barriers in the film industry. Despite those frustrations, J.J. wrote some incredible music during this time, collaborating with some of the top stars in soul music, from Marvin Gaye to Bill Withers. Although J.J. was a top star in jazz music, he had to work his way up from the ground floor in Hollywood. Some of his earliest gigs in the industry were in advertising. Check out J.J.'s music from this vintage commercial.
Mr. Menthol, the new cigarette for that air-conditioned taste when you smoke.
I climb up the stairs, Mr. Menthol's right with me. So I light him up and take a puff and pass the heat, please, me. Cause he's Mr. Menthol.
He's Mr. Menthol.
Cold Mr. Menthol.
Cold Mr. Menthol.
He air-conditions me.
He's an awfully cold dude.
Eventually, J.J. was offered work in the film industry, writing for some of the biggest blockbuster hits of 1970s black cinema, including Garden Park's 1971 film, Shaft.
The mob wanted Harlem back. They got Shaft. John Shaft, a big, bad black private eye, in the middle of a mess, dealing with Harlem's boss, the Fuzz, the Moth, and the Fox or Two. Shaft's his name.
Can you dig it?
Shaft's his game. Some dig it. Some don't. Shaft, this year's toughest flick.
You say this cat is a bad mother?
Shut your mouth.
I'm talking about Shaft.
Then we can dig it.
Introducing Richard Roundtree as Shaft, directed by Gordon Parks. Music by the hot buttered soul man, Isaac Hayes. Shaft. in color from MGM, rated R. If you want to see Shaft, ask your mama.
JJ's first major work in Hollywood came as an arranger. And up next, we'll hear two classic film scores that featured JJ's arrangements. From 1971, we'll hear Walk from Reggio's, featuring JJ's collaboration with Isaac Hayes on the soundtrack of Shaft. After that, we'll hear JJ and Marvin Gaye on T Stands for Trouble from the 1972 film Trouble Man. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the late Naptown trombone master, J.J. Johnson. This week marks the 97th anniversary of his birth. We just heard two tracks featuring arrangements written by J.J. J.J.'s success as an arranger created opportunities for J.J. to begin working as a composer and music director for major Hollywood films. One of his first scores was written for an obscure film titled Top of the Heap.
Why do we try to make it better? Tell me, what does it get you? Why sweat it? It's only life, and no one gets out alive. Who really gives a damn if you make it, even if they let you?
Even if they let you, where would you go anyway?
One of J.J.'s greatest film scores was written for the 1971 film Man and Boy, a comedy western featuring Bill Cosby in the starring role. J.J.'s score combined elements of jazz and soul with the spaghetti western sound made famous by the great Italian composer Ennio Morricone. The soundtrack's title song featured vocals from the legendary Bill Withers. We'll listen to that next. After that, we'll hear the theme from Man and Boy, followed by Trickin'.
Tomorrow's must be better days, and rocky fields must turn to meadows, but there are. Thank you.
Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard three tracks from J.J. Johnson's score for the 1971 film Man and Boy. In 1972, J.J. began composing music for a film starring Anthony Quinn titled Across 110th Street. The film's title track, co-written with the R&B great Bobby Womack, became a hit, and the song was later revived for Quentin Tarantino's 1997 film, Jackie Brown. Across 110th Street remains the best-known example of J.J.'s work in Hollywood. Up next, we'll listen to the film's theme, followed by an instrumental titled Harlem Clavinet.
I was the third brother of five, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, getting up to the cross of mine.
Hey, DeSavio!
Yeah?
You ain't never gonna make it, you know that? What are you, 40, 45 years old? You were a punk errand boy when you married the boss's daughter, and you're still a punk errand boy.
What
No, Nick! No.
Nick, no! All right.
Don't touch that dial. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more action-packed music after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. The trombone master, J.J. Johnson, was one of the greatest musicians to ever emerge from the Indiana Avenue scene. And this month, we're celebrating the 97th anniversary of J.J.'s birth with a three-part series dedicated to his music. On this week's show, we're focusing on J.J.'s work in Hollywood, composing music for some of the biggest blockbuster hits in history of black cinema. Up next, we'll listen to three tracks from the 1973 film Cleopatra Jones, an action-packed feature starring Tamara Dobson as the undercover agent Cleopatra Jones.
She's 6'2" of black beauty. She handles a car like a gun. She handles a gun like a man. And she handles a man like Cleopatra. Cleopatra Jones. She's hunting for the head of the most vicious crime syndicate ever conceived. Shelley Winters, Ms. Big.
I'll take care of Cleopatra Jones.
And Cleopatra Jones is gonna put her on a permanent diet. Tamara Dotson is Cleopatra Jones. She drives a custom vet, wears clothes by St. Angelo, and is a connoisseur of freedom and fine men. Cleopatra Jones, with Bernie Casey, and music by Joe Simon and Billy Jackson. From Warner Brothers, rated PG.
Up first, we'll hear the theme from Cleopatra Jones, featuring the R&B star Joe Simon on vocals. After that, we'll hear two soulful instrumentals composed by J.J. Johnson, Desert Sunrise and Cleo and Reuben. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. One of the last Hollywood films J.J. Johnson scored was Willie Dynamite.
He's cool, hot, and mean, exploding through town like black dynamite. He's got only one dream.
I aim to be number one.
Willie Dynamite. You better listen to him.
I catch you messing around with my women, I'll cut you down.
He's the dude men envy and women never forget.
This is a business, baby. A production line.
Chicks, chumps, he uses them all. He's dynamite.
Really don't, man. Hey, Willie!
Willie Dynamite. He's gotta be number one. Willie Dynamite, new from Universal, rated R, under 17, not admitted without a parent. It's Dynamite. Now, baby, at your local theater.
This soundtrack is notable for the track Parade Strut, which would go on to become an important sample in hip-hop and electronic music. The percussion breaks J.J. wrote for this track have been sampled by artists like Massive Attack and the Wu-Tang Clan. Up next, we'll listen to three pieces from the Willie Dynamite soundtrack. First, we'll hear the Willie Dynamite theme, sung by Motown star Martha Reeves. After that, we'll hear a pair of J.J. Johnson instrumentals, Passion's Dilemma and Parade Strut.
The palm of his hand, Willie D.
Mm-hmm.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the third and final episode of our tribute to the late Naptown trombone master J.J. Johnson, one of the most important musicians to emerge from the Avenue scene. On this week's show, we're focusing on J.J.'s work in Hollywood, composing music for film and television. And in the late 1970s, J.J.'s work focused largely on writing music for television. J.J. contributed scores to hit shows like Starsky and Hutch, Chips, The $6 Million Man, and Buck Rogers. Up next, we'll listen to a pair of themes J.J. wrote for obscure shows that aired on the ABC network during the 1977 season. Up first, we'll hear the theme from Lugan, followed by the intro and outro music from Future Cop.
Hunters found him in the wilds of northern Minnesota, a boy raised from infancy by wolves. They captured him and brought him to the university where I was conducting research on human behavior. I named him Lucan. Working at the university one night, he came upon two men stealing drugs. They attacked him. Chemicals exploded. One of the men died. Lucan was unjustly accused and held for the man's death. He fled. A police officer relentlessly follows his trail. But Lucan will never stop trying to find his parents or to win his right to be free.
One of J.J.'s longest-running gigs in television was composing for the hit ABC series The $6 Million Man. Up next, we'll hear excerpts of scores J.J. wrote for the show during the 1977 season. First, we hear music from the episode Dark Side of the Moon, followed by music from an episode titled Sharks. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. J.J. remained in California until the late 1980s. he moved back to his hometown of Indianapolis in 1987, where he remained until his death in 2001. While J.J.'s time in Hollywood was marked by personal frustrations, his work from this period has continued to live in American popular culture.
Cross 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Oh, cross 110th Street, woman trying to pick up on the street.
That's all the time we have for this week's show. Thanks for joining us for this three-part tribute to the late Naptown trombone master, J.J. Johnson. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do. Do. Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two. Two. When you get lonesome, want to have some fun, fun. When you get lonesome and want to have some fun, fun. You just grab a train and try old Naptown somewhere, somewhere. Beat da dee dee ba 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 da da ba la be ba. Be-bop, be-da-ba-ba-dee-bop.